Square, the company that made it easy for small businesses to accept credit cards, went public this week. Since its founding 6 years ago, competition has grown for Square, and it has alienated some small merchants who are using it. Here's NPR's Laura Seidel with that story.
You've probably seen Square's white plastic reader. It's a square that attaches to a smartphone or tablet. Customers swipe their card and the money is put into the Square merchant's account. It's really easy for a small or new business to sign up. Take Michael Barsman. After years of working as an auctioneer for other people, he went out on his own. He started using Square, and then after a few transactions, he got an email.
Hello, Michael. We're sorry to inform you that we are deactivating your account. Our account services team has reviewed your account and found a pattern of transactions associated with high-risk activity.
Huh? Barsman didn't understand, and Square was holding over $10,000 of his money and wouldn't release it for 90 days.
I thought that was such an exorbitant amount of time, and it freaked me out being a new business. I mean, I thought right away, my initial thought was, I'm done. This is going to be the end of me.
Even worse, Barsman says once your account is deactivated, you can't get anyone on the phone at Square. Fortunately, Barsman had a business partner who helped him get through financially. Search for Square account deactivation online and stories just like Barsman's pop up. Take Gary Gaskill, who recently started a business selling packaging equipment, boxes, tape dispensers, and stuff like that. He heard about Square.
Their prices were right, and, you know, it looked like a good deal, and so I bought into it.
But after he did a few transactions, Gaskill got the same email that Barsman got. His account was closed.
It was like, why would you do this and not be able to tell somebody it's my account? Why can't you tell me why you closed my account and you're holding my money?
But security experts say a 90-day hold on a potentially fraudulent account is normal. And Square has a right to be jumpy, says Mark Abbey, a managing partner at First Annapolis Consulting, which advises banks, payment networks, and retailers. Abbey says Square takes risks on pop-ups and food trucks, businesses that never would have been authorized to take credit cards.
And all of those characteristics lead to a higher level of risk for a company like Square.
In a statement, Square says it's trying to balance the needs of sellers with the necessity of protecting itself against fraud. If the credit card charges turn out to be fraudulent, Square is on the hook. It says the number of dissatisfied customers is small. Because the company just went public, their ability to speak further is limited by law. Ahmad Ebrahimi runs a website called Merchant Maverick, which reviews mobile payment companies. He's had hundreds of complaints about this on his site. He doesn't see a good reason for the lack of communication.
There should be some investment in a risk department that focuses exclusively on phone communication and getting these issues resolved as quickly as possible.
And Ebrahimi points out that Square is no longer alone in mobile payments. There's PayPal, traditional banks, and smaller competitors like Flint, which Ebrahimi favors because it has good customer support. And auctioneer Michael Barsman says word is getting out that Square isn't always user-friendly.
You could not force me to use Square again.
Square does have phone help for active accounts, but it hasn't solved the problem of customers who have their accounts wrongly terminated. They're left out in the cold with no one to talk to. Laura Seidel, NPR News.